Homily 24, Solemnity of Our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the Universe. Jesus, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. When the prophet Samuel was getting old, the Israelite elders demanded a king in order to be like other nations. When Samuel prayed, the Lord God said, "Listen, they have rejected me as their king. Warn them that a king will take for his own a good portion of their sons and daughters, livestock, fields, vineyards, and grain, and they will become his slaves." However, the people refused to listen to Samuel and cried out, "No, we want a king over us." Then the Lord God said to the prophet, "Okay, give them a king." "How about Trump?" Samuel asked. "No," the Lord said, "he wants my job." "Putin?" asked Samuel. "No," the Lord God said, "he's already causing enough trouble in Ukraine. Select Saul." "But he's a nutcase," Samuel objected. The Lord God said, "Oh, I know that. But he will unite my chosen people and indirectly pave the way for David, his son-in-law, who will not only be a great king, but also the one from whose seed will come the true Messiah king, not only of Israel, but also of the entire world." Then the Lord God asked, "Samuel, you've got the new Apple iPad Pro. What do you foresee?" The prophet replied, "King David will be an adulterer and a murderer, but he will soon repent and beget the great King Solomon, who will build your temple. But after that, I see a long line of disastrous, evil kings who will even end David's line. For example, although not of David's seed, Herod will be rewarded with kingship by the Romans because of his military victories." "Well done, prophet," the Lord God said. "Now I'll tell you the rest of the story. I shall place a great star in the sky for the Magi from the east to follow. They will then be told by Jewish authorities that the true Messiah king of David's seed can be found in David's town, Bethlehem. There the Magi will worship him." But then the prophet's iPad rebooted and Samuel prophesied further. "However, Herod will try to kill Jesus, the Messiah king, by massacring all baby boys under 2. The Lord God said, "He won't succeed. My faithful servant Simeon will recognize him as the consolation of Israel when Jesus is circumcised. He'll grow up in Nazareth, leave, be baptized in the Jordan as the new Moses by John the Baptist. This is my beloved son. Listen to him. He'll preach the kingdom of God, ushered in and through his person and his mighty deeds. My Messiah king will gather disciples who will not understand what my true Messiah king and kingdom really are. A kingdom not from this world, but very much for the world. And he will make many enemies. He'll be arrested, handed over to Roman soldiers, who place on him a purple robe, a crown of thorns, spit upon and strike him, and mockingly fall on their knees, crying out, 'Hail, King of the Jews!'" "How come you know so much about the Bible, Lord God?" asked Samuel. "Well, I wrote it," the Lord God said. "Furthermore, Pilate will question Jesus about his kingship and ridicule him. When Jesus speaks of truth, not knowing that when theologians criticize Job for questioning my ways, my beloved Thomas Aquinas said, 'Job spoke the truth, and I am truth. God is truth.' Is it not ironic that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and Pilate does not even recognize my enfleshed truth who stands before him? Furthermore, is it not the supreme irony that when Pilate asked the Jewish authorities Shall I crucify your king? They replied, We have no king but Caesar, a despot they hated. Did not the soldiers and the high priest ridicule Jesus on the cross and say, If he is king of Israel, let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him. Isn't the sign on the cross I-N-R-I, Latin for Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews? Confused, the prophet Samuel asked the Lord God, How come you know Latin and so much else, but I am only a prophet? Well, the Lord God said, You made the mistake of going to Harvard for a degree in prophecy. I went to Boston College for a degree in arts and sciences, and then a doctorate in theology. So I know everything, but that's all I know. One more thing. Pope Francis's recent encyclical on the environment brings out the full meaning of today's solemnity of Christ the King. He wrote that the ultimate destiny of the entire universe is in the fullness of God, which has already been attained by the risen Christ. Did not the Apostle Paul write that in Christ all things have been created? In him all things hold together, and that because of Jesus I shall be all and in all? Does not the book of Revelation teach that the Messiah, King, Lamb, who sits with me on the throne, makes all things new, and that every creature in the new heaven and on the new earth, under the earth, in the sea, all that is in them, shall praise and worship the slain Lamb? Jesus, the Messiah King, is not only the King of humans, angels, but also of animals, plants, insects, vegetation, rivers, oceans, the sun, moon, the King also of the entire future new earth and the new heaven. Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.